learned about it from the same news reports that I think most people learned about this. I think it was on Friday.
You liar.
And you know, this is pretty straightforward.
You're shocked.
You and Holder. IRS
you're shocked. You and Holder are shocked.
The kind of practices that have been reported on.
Yeah, right.
And were intentionally targeting.
Yeah, right. You're just shocked.
Conservative groups. Then that's outrageous.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And there's no place for it.
No. No place for it, except in your administration. All right, you know, this is the Savage Nation. I wait all day to go on the radio. I don't have the time to listen to any other show, but I'm sure you've heard about the IRS. You've heard about the phone tapping. You've heard about the reporters being tapped. You're now living in a mini-fascist dictatorship under Obama, but he gets away with it for one reason, because of you. He gets away with it because of you, not because of me. It's because of you that he's gotten away with all of this. Well, here's a little news for you. I call this show The Last Word in Talk Radio. Well, here's a little news that just came out 5 minutes ago. It's different than what you've been hearing all day long. Are you ready for this? You heard that it was a low-level employee in Cincinnati who did this, right? Well, it just came out from the Washington Post, the right-wing Washington Post, the evil Washington Post, the right-wing rag. Here's their headline. Came out minutes ago. IRS officials in Washington, D.C. were involved in the targeting of conservative groups. It's on the top of the Drudge Report. Go there now. It's not from Cleveland. It's not from Cincinnati. It's not from an outlying provincial office. It's from the head of the snake itself. The offices in Washington, D.C. were involved in the targeting of conservative groups. This is jail time, ladies and gentlemen. This is jail time. This is John Mitchell. This is Watergate. This is Rupert Murdoch, only bigger. Remember when Murdoch was castigated by the U.K. government and then Holder for hacking into people's phones and how the liberals were self-righteous about it? This is much bigger than old Murdoch. You remember John Mitchell? Does the name ring a bell to all of you communists with ponytails, if you still have a ponytail? Remember how you salivated when John Mitchell was brought down and put in jail for Watergate? Well, what did John Mitchell, the Attorney General of Nixon, actually do? What he actually did was less than what these people are doing under your hero, your messiah, your God, your hero, Obama, has done far worse than what Nixon's ever done. But here's the real question today, and no one's asked this question. There's only one question. There's a perfect storm brewing around Obama finally. The ship looks like it's hit an iceberg. Who inside his government is leaking all of this damaging information and all at once, and why? I can speculate why, but I don't know who. Somebody is leaking all of this at once. He tapped the AP. He's investigating people through his IRS. All at once it's coming out. And all at once, he's trying to scramble to cover up with his big, booming, lying voice that he knew nothing about it. Well, let me tell you something. The buck stops there. The buck stops there. Why do you think somebody inside his administration is finally trying to bring him down? Why? Because they recognize what a clear and present danger he is to the survival of the United States of America. My personal belief is somebody in this government realizes that the damage he's doing is far worse than even we know. Far worse than what we know. Wait till you see what comes out over the next few days. It's far worse than you can imagine. I've been trying to alert you, but hey, you didn't want to know about the generals and the admiral fired to cover up Benghazi Gate. That was unto itself impeachable. To fire admirals and an admiral and generals to cover up Obamagate because they were ready to send help and they wouldn't dummy up and lie for this guy? You didn't care about that. So which news item is finally going to wake you up? You know, I have AOL as an emailer, the old primitive AOL. I've never changed it from the day I started with email in 1492 when Columbus discovered America. And, you know, I go on it, the brain loses 50 or 100 IQ points every time I click on my email just to go through their what they put up. They never put any news up. It's always licking the boots of Obama and Michelle, licking Michelle's shoes, licking Obama's fingernails. Even they've turned on him. Even AOL's little news flash is saying, White House spied on reporters. Why? Why do you think they're freaking out? Because they realize that, well, let's put it to you this way. If they're spying on me, they could be spying on them. Do you assume the Obama regime is monitoring your phone and email? I always have. I've always assumed that there's a spy in the government monitoring my phones and emails. I personally have nothing to hide. But I can guarantee you there are agents listening to everybody in the conservative media, whether it be radio, whether it be the internet. I've assumed it for years. But then again, I told you that I don't trust this guy for obvious reasons. So I'll ask you on the Savage Nation, were you audited by the IRS because you're a conservative? Can you prove that? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. And which news item upsets you more and why? Is it Benghazi Gate or the IRS singling out conservative groups for additional scrutiny? Or is it the news story, the new revelation, that they've been targeting Associated Press reporters? How do you feel about that? And how do you think the Obama administration is going to handle these three brewing scandals? Who do you think will be fired? Who will be fired? Somebody's going. Somebody is going. Obama's going to throw somebody overboard finally. The big story, of course, is that the Obama government secretly obtained the Associated Press phone records. It went on all the way into the Associated Press. His friends at the Associated Press were being listened in on, as it were. Listened in on what the News Cooperative's top executive himself, a left-winger, called, quote, a massive and unprecedented intrusion in how news organizations gather the news. These records were gotten by Holder's Justice Department. And what did they steal? What did the communist spies snoop on? Well, the Justice Department under Holder listed incoming and outgoing calls of these reporters. They recorded the duration of each call. They got the work and personal phone numbers of individual reporters. They used general AP office numbers in New York, Washington, Hartford, Connecticut. They spied and tapped into, they hacked the main number for AP reporters in the House of Representatives Press Gallery, according to attorneys for the Associated Press. In all, your government, your communist liberal government, seized those records from more than 20 separate telephone lines assigned to our number one news gathering organization, which is ironic here because they're his bootlickers, AP and its journalists, in April and May of 2012. The exact number of so-called stenographers who used the phone lines during that period is unknown. But more than 100 stenographer journalists work in the offices whose phone records were targeted on a wide array of stories about government and other matters. Do you hear what's going on? Do you have any idea? You have to be brain dead not to pay attention to this now. And now it comes out minutes ago on the IRS story that it was not out of an obscure provincial office in Cleveland that the IRS targeting of conservative groups originated. It comes out now that it was in Washington, D.C., and two other offices that it was done. Officials in the El Monte and Laguna Niguel office in California sent similar questionnaires to Tea Party-affiliated groups. The communist infiltration of America is at an all-time high. My feeling is that all of these leaks are being promulgated by somebody inside the Obama White House itself, or somebody in the FBI, or somebody in the CIA, who realizes the danger this republic is in from this out-of-control criminal gang that is destroying the semblances of freedom that we have left in this country. This gang is destroying us. They took us apart at the joints. That's what they're doing. They're running the country as though they're a mafia. They're doing what was done by the FBI to the mafia years ago. I mean, you understand from watching gangster movies that phones were tapped. Even you have to, the simplest gangster movie, you see government agents tapping into the phones of organized criminals. If you watch The Sopranos on TV, you saw that they were only allowed to listen for a certain number of seconds, 20 seconds, and they had to stop because otherwise it would be a violation of constitutional rights, I suppose, or the rules at that time. Well, Obama's folks didn't listen for 20 seconds. There was no limitation to how long they were spying on the reporters. No limitation whatsoever. And not one word from Francis Ford Provolone. And the reason I single him out, that fat load, is because he did a movie years ago, Coppola, the violence purveyor, like the rest of them in Hollywood, called The Conversation with Gene Hackman. I'll never forget it. It was all about the dangers of an intrusive government listening in on its citizens. And oh, was Francis Ford Mortadella self-righteously angry, and so were all of the other Hollywood idiots. How dare a government snoop on its citizens? Oh, the movies that they did while Republicans were in power. Where is Francis Ford Mortadella today on a thing like this? Where is Nancy Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi had the nerve to blame somebody else for this scandal. Let me tell you something. This just started. This is the beginning. Somebody is going to go. I don't know who. Obama's going to have to throw somebody overboard. My only hope is that it's Eric Holder. I doubt it. They're going to throw out some low-level IRS commissioner or say Nixon did it. They're going to say it was a Bush-appointed IRS commissioner. Then as far as the AP hacking, they'll blame somebody else. You see, Obama has a structural defect in his character. The structural defect in Obama's character is that of a 10- to 12-year-old child who gets caught lying, cheating, or stealing and says, I didn't do it, he did it. I didn't do it because I'm a good person. I didn't do it because I couldn't do it. Even though you caught me, I didn't do it. This guy could never cop to what he's done. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
I'm a huge fan and customer of Blinds.com, not just for their design of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, but for their exemplary service, too. Look, the CEO asks every customer, is there anything we can do to improve? Here's what Doris said. I loved everything about my Blinds.com order. The fit, perfect. The product, A+. The delivery, speedy. The price, fantastic. And installation, an absolute dream. Even my husband, who can barely hold a screwdriver, loved helping me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Monica loves their sure fit guarantee. It takes all the pressure off measuring, because even if I mismeasure, they'll remake it for free. I'll be sharing more listener experiences with you in the future. Look, as always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Nowhere else. Blinds.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
KSFO traffic, Oakland southbound 880, Hagenberger crash in the left lane, was there for about a half hour. Things finally cleared up, but traffic still bumper to bumper back before the 980 interchange. Further south, southbound 880, Tennyson and Hayward, a crash there was blocking the right lane for almost an hour. All lanes clear, but traffic slow from Highway 238. Northbound 680, things starting to recover, but now southbound 680 is heading to Alamo. Crash there, traffic backed up to 580. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Small business owners, are you tired of writing checks for those servers in the closet or under your desk? For air conditioning to keep them cool, for special power supplies, for cables, for backup disks, for IT consultants to keep them going? Wouldn't you rather put that money into your business or even your pocket? Then call the folks at DSX Data and move into the cloud now. Not only will you stop the cash drain, but you'll also protect your business from system failures that could cripple your operation. For a predictable low monthly cost, you get servers, internet, clean, reliable power, security, and support 24/7 with 100% uptime guaranteed. No more surprise bills, no more lost time. Manage your business, not your servers. You need to learn more. Go to KSFO.com/DSX. Again, KSFO.com/DSX. Call today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
Now's the time to volunteer.
To make a commitment.
To make new friends.
To make dreams come true.
To help a child.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at Putnam Chevy in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a Chevrolet Volt, listen up. My $3,000 discount and the factory's $3,000 rebate gives you 6,000 reasons to come to Putnam Chevy or go online at putnamgm.com.
Save half on delicious meals with Hometown Buffet gift cards. Valid at all locations, no expiration. Quantities are limited. Get half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
I first learned about it from the same news reports that I think most people learned about this. I think it was on Friday.
Let's see. Keep making it up as you go along.
If, in fact, IRS personnel engaged in the kind of practices that had been reported on and were intentionally targeting.
Yeah, right. Okay, so it was rogue
conservative
agents.
Groups, then that's outrageous.
Okay, stop right there. So it was, he's implying he had nothing to do with it. Holder had nothing to do with the tapping of AP. These were rogue agents inside the IRS. There were rogue agents inside Justice who tapped the AP. Do you believe that? I don't. None of these low-level bureaucrats would dare do anything without being told by their the person above them. They were just following orders. We were just following orders. Yeah, that's how it worked in a certain nation in Europe 70, 80 years ago. They didn't actually want to do those bad things to people. They were just following orders. And if they didn't follow orders, they themselves faced the consequences of the tyranny that was reigning in their nation at that time. So it turns out that this came out just 30 minutes ago from the Washington Post, that it was not low-level IRS employees in Cincinnati who were bugging conservative groups and probing them. It was right in Washington, D.C. Now, I know what I'm going to hear, which is that the head of the IRS at the time was appointed by Bush. I don't care. He should go to jail. If he had anything to do with it, he should go to prison. Do you think it matters if the IRS commissioner or any other commissioner was appointed by Bush or by Obama? It means nothing. At the end of the day, they're just bureaucrats. They're pogo stick jumpers. They jump whichever way the wind blows. It doesn't matter. If they broke the law, which apparently someone did, they go to jail. You would think, right? Lose their pension? You would think, wouldn't you? No more invites to Harvey Weinstein's champagne cocktails? You think so? You think they get knocked off the A-list, the Harvey Weinstein champagne cocktail circuit? For the IRS to say it was some low-level group in Cincinnati is simply false, said Cletta Mitchell, a partner in a law firm of Foley & Lardner, LLP, who sought to communicate with the IRS headquarters about the delay in granting tax exempt status to True the Vote. You hear this? So now it's going all the way up the chain. It's going higher and higher and higher. I can ask you questions, and I have asked you questions, but the fact of the matter is, how far do you think the IRS scandal is going to go? How far do you think the tapping of Associated Press reporters scandal? Do you think it's over? Do you think it was only? Do you think it was only the AP reporters that the Justice Department was, let us say, wiretapping illegally? Let's be very clear what this is. In the long run, it's wiretapping. It's illegal wiretapping, which is both federal and state crime. So I would suspect that any conservative in the media or in politics was being, their phones were tapped and their email communications were being tapped and are being tapped. I've assumed that for years since I've been on the radio. I've run my life as though that was going on. I have nothing to hide, but that's the way I've run my life. I always assume there's some low-level fascistic bureaucrat assigned to listen in on such calls. That's my opinion. Now, whose head will roll? Where will this end? What do you think about it? Does this bother you? Bothers me? 855. The only person that doesn't bother is Obama. He says there's no there there on Benghazi. He says there's no there there on the IRS scandal. He says there's no there on the AP tap wiretapping scandal. There's no there for him because it interferes with his social life. Let's start with the caller. Sam on WABC, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, hi, Michael. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Yeah.
Go ahead, talk. If it's a pleasure, say something. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was working for the local Democratic Party here in New York. I don't want to say a specific area. And my job was to register people to vote, to get as more people to register to vote, and later on to keep the connection with them to get them out of the vote. Now, when I mentioned to them that they told me that I have to tell the people that I registered to register them to the Democratic Party, that's illegal, they told me, don't mind. When I told them again, they said, just shut up and do your job. So I went up to the director of the local...
Well, what you're saying is you worked for a Democrat group, and when you said there was corruption, you were told to shut up if you wanted to talk about it?
Correct. And then I went and I spoke to the assistant director of the local party.
Yeah, well, what did he say to you? He told you to say nothing? Okay, Sam, thanks for the call. This is on the top of the Drudge Report, the most important news site in the world. I don't care what people say about it. It's the most important news site in the world. Everybody knows that. And they try to run it down because it tends to really embarrass the criminals on whichever side of the aisle they're on. The headline story on the Drudge Report right now says Washington IRS officials targeted conservatives. 55 questions sent to Tea Party Group. Demands for donor lists, names of all volunteers. This is something out of the ex-Soviet Union. This is something that even Putin wouldn't do. I don't think Putin would have done a thing like this in this age. He would have been roundly criticized in Russia right now if he tried to do this. But why does Obama get away with it? There's only one answer. Because he's Obama. He's God. He's the anointed one. He can do no wrong. Or so he thinks. He's been tapping the press. That's called wiretapping. That's called crime. That's called go to jail time.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com. Or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler, South Talk 560 KSFO. America's Cup officials are meeting in San Francisco tomorrow to discuss what changes, if any, need to be made to the races following the death last week of a sailor during a practice run. Amtrak is rolling out a new ride. It's the first of 70 new locomotives the company says will offer better safety, reliability, and performance than its aging fleet. Three were unveiled at a plant in Sacramento today. The first are expected to be put into service by the fall. Taking a look at the roadways, southbound 101, Highway 87, a crash. The three left lanes were blocked for a little while. Things off to the right shoulder, but traffic is backed up again towards Lawrence Expressway. Out of the city, northbound 101 slows from Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck. Upper deck slow from the island to 101. Southbound 880 in Oakland recovering. Earlier problem at Hegenberger Road. Traffic still slow from the 980 interchange. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rossinelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247. Or visit Rossinelli.com. Dr. Rossinelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now, through May, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 1-800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 5/31/13.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
On the next morning show, the president says no cover-up on Benghazi. Do you believe him? Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Now, this story of tapping Associated Press reporters' phone lines should be the story that brings down the Obama administration. Brings them down, crashing down. Finally brings them down to earth. It's the boy who flew too close to the sun, the myth of Icarus. I told you about that a long time ago, and I won't bore you with Greek mythology. Maybe I will later, not right now. He got too close to the sun to the point where he thought he was the sun god himself. Obama thought that the sun smiled out of his, well, just that the sun smiled from his face to most of the worshipers who were throwing themselves at his feet. Now, the real telling story is coming right now. What do you think the response has been amongst reporters themselves? Most of them are absolutely pissed off, as they should be, including liberals with any sense of history. They understand the danger that we're in. In fact, the Associated Press president and CEO Gary Pruitt called it a massive and unprecedented intrusion into news gathering by the Justice Department, meaning Eric Holder. Okay? So because it bit them in the tail, the AP is pissed off. As they should be. But take a guess what the weasel, Wolf Blitzer, said. Wolf Blitzer, who I've long said, is the worst of them all. You look at him and you know he's a rat and a weasel. A human rat and a human weasel. I don't have any other words for him. Here is what Wolf Blitzer said today about the tapping. Quote, you know, if you look at it from the other side, if there was a serious leak about an Al-Qaeda operation or whatever, they're trying to find out who may be leaking this information to the news media. Do they occasionally have the right to secretly monitor our phone calls? Wolf the Weasel Blitzer asked. He should be dismissed immediately. This should be the seminal moment for CNN to get rid of that weasel. See, if CNN wanted to retain a shred of credibility, Wolf Blitzer goes to the same junior high school in Arkansas that Dan Rather is teaching in. They teach journalism in an Arkansas junior high school, if they'd have them. That's where he belonged to begin with. He goes to the Tom Brokaw Reservation, where all of the former left-wing slavish worshippers of the Democrat socialist machine end up on the reservation. but that's Wolf Blitzer. He's asking if they have the right to tap, secretly monitor his own phone calls. He likes it. He feels safer at night, thinking that they're monitoring him. He sleeps better at night knowing that Big Brother is watching him. So I'm going to ask you, do you think that it was a low-level official on, let's start with the IRS. No, let's start with the phone tapping. No, let's start with the IRS. No, I'm sorry, let's start with the phone tapping. No, let's start with Benghazi and the cover-up. No, wait, let's see, was it Benghazi, IRS, or the phone tapping scandal? Who's leaking it all at once? See, no one's following the real bounce. You see three balls are bouncing right now and hitting Obama. He can't keep up with them. He's playing multiple games, and they're all starting to balls. He's losing control of the balls. They're bouncing all over the court. He can't keep control of them. So the question is, who's throwing these balls at him? They're all coming at once. Why? Because behind the scenes, in my opinion, nothing happens by accident. My supposition, my belief is that there's a true patriot who is doing this because he knows how dangerous Holder and Obama have become. And there are things we haven't even learned yet about what they have done and what they're doing or what they're planning on doing that will destroy us permanently. There was a story last week that made my hair stand up. There were many of them. He fired 17 military men who controlled our nuclear ICBMs. He said they were incompetent, inadequate to the task. They couldn't do the job. That's not the reason they were fired. That's a lie. This is like 7 days in May. This guy is demilitarizing the country at an alarming rate. He is destroying virtually every institution that has any freedom associated with it as quickly as he can. And he's doing it with vigor and glee and joy. And he's getting away with it because of the, as I call it, the Fourth Estate became the fifth column. But now the Fourth Estate is screaming because they found out their phones were being tapped. It was okay when conservative groups were being tapped. It was okay when Michael Savage was banned in Britain for doing nothing. They didn't even report the story. The same pukes at the Associated Press, who I'm supposed to care about now. The same biased, twisted liars at the Associated Press who don't cover anything when it touches a conservative. Now all of a sudden they're screaming. Because why? Because it's touching them. Now they realize how dangerous this administration is. Do you think these three scandals came by accident? Let's start with the bigger picture. Benghazi Gate, IRS, AP phone tapping. Do you think that they all broke around the same time by accident? No. There's no way it could have happened by accident. Somebody is trying to warn America, and somebody on the inside is doing this. That's my opinion. I don't know who it is. I don't have any way to know. I don't know if we'll ever know. But somebody is doing the world a service. But this will only become a service if one of the major tyrants is impeached, indicted, or arrested. See, they won't do that they're exposed. They have to be arrested, and they have to be tried. That's what has to happen. WABC, Jeff, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how you doing? I'm an ex-IRS agent, and I was not an exempt organization, so I don't know about, specifically what happened. But when I heard it was low-level employees, and then I heard the questions that were asked, I started laughing, because that's impossible that a low-level employee does it.
Right, that's my supposition. No low-level employee would dare do this because they'd lose their job. They were following orders, correct?
I'll tell you how exact, yes. I'll tell you how the low-level employee wouldn't have been able to issue that request for information because the manager would have stopped him right then and there. Uh-huh. So I'll tell you what happened.
Please.
Ask questions like that, they had to go to local council. So local council either modified it, took out, added, did whatever they had to do. Then that kind of question, without question, went to national office. And when the question...
You're a former IRS agent. You're saying it then went to the national office for clearance before they would submit these questions is what you're saying, right?
Without a doubt. And whenever I sent anything to the national law office, I mean, there's 15 lawyers at least that are looking at it.
Let me ask you something. Jeff, do you think this is going to bring down anyone? Do you think anyone's going to lose their job because of this?
You mean some low-level people or higher-ups?
I don't know. What do you think? I'm assuming someone's going to get fired and blamed for it, right?
Shulman already lied. They caught Shulman lying.
Yes.
Of the IRS.
They caught Shulman lying. They caught the woman lying. That's Shulman, the Bush appointee. But so what? It doesn't matter whether it's Bush or Obama. If they're lying, they go to jail. It's called perjury, isn't it?
Right.
It's called perjury.
Shulman isn't there anymore, so he could take the hit. All right, he lied, so he's out.
Okay, so that's how they're going to do it. They're going to blame it on a Bush appointee who's no longer there. That's clever.
That's the way.
But do you remember? You remember Shulman abruptly resigned last November out of nowhere. Nobody knew why.
Yeah.
Yep. Now we know why. Look, here's the thing, Jeff, and everyone else. You don't have to be a Republican or a conservative to understand what danger we're in right now. If you have Benghazi Gate, where people died, if you have phone tapping of the press, and if you have conservative groups being targeted by the IRS all at once, you have to agree that this is coming from somewhere. Somebody's leaking this. At the same time, the gang on Wall Street, the criminal gang on Wall Street that broke the economy in 2008 is doing it again. The very same gangsters who destroyed the economy in 2008 to give us Obama are doing exactly what the criminal gang in Wall Street did in 2008. They're speculating beyond comprehension. They are trading on derivatives that don't even exist. They have created fiduciary instruments that are not real. They have run the stock market up to unsupportable levels. Why? Because Obama has given them the green light. Why? You don't understand it. Because if the market is booming, all of that element in society will not complain about what the administration is doing to others or what they're doing with regard to stealing our freedoms. As long as the gold is flowing, at least the electronic gold, they will keep their mouths shut, and so will all of the people who really run the country. As long as they're making their billions of dollars on these, I consider, I don't know how else to put it, I would call them criminal trades. They're not criminal. I'd call them quasi-criminal trading is what's going on Wall Street. Why do I say it? Because unless you put back the Glass-Steagall Act, which was in place since the Great Depression to prevent this, would have prevented 2008, unless you restore the Glass-Steagall Act, you're going to have this kind of criminal activity on Wall Street. But it's not unrelated to what we're talking about. It's related directly to all these other scandals. That's how they keep the big money away from being involved in this, by letting them roll in the gold. That's my opinion. And I think that Obama's paying off the big, big players in the financial world who normally would be outraged, they would have to pretend outrage anyway, because by letting them make their money and roll in the gold, they're not going to say one word. That's the way it's going. That's the way it does all the time. I think it goes all the way to the White House. That's my opinion. And I don't believe that we have politicians of the ordinary ruthless kind here. I think we have a new rung of revolutionaries in the government. I believe that they're running it like a criminal gang was run, only this criminal gang doesn't have 200 soldiers on the street. They have a standing army of several million soldiers. That's how big this gang is. They have a gang of several million soldiers who they keep drugged up, and if the soldiers get out of line and actually kill one of the enemy before they get shot themselves, they get either impeached, meaning court-martialed, or they go to prison. I have a guest coming up in the next hour that will make you cry. He lost a son. He lost a son in Afghanistan who shot him in the back while he was working out in a tent in an outpost in Afghanistan, a wonderful, heroic young man. And the father will come on this show. Your heart will break when you hear what Obama is doing to our troops. Are you ready to hear this? Do you know that our troops are disarmed on bases in Krapistan and Afghanistan? Do you know that? They're not allowed to carry weapons on the bases. They've been disarmed. And an Afghani shot him in the back while he was pumping iron. And guess what? It gets worse. You'll hear more about it in the next hour. It's just beyond comprehension. So let's take some callers. It's frightening today. On one hand, it's enlightening to hear that maybe something can save us from these people. Maybe something will finally bring one of them down. Maybe one of the Caesars will finally be brought before the American people for the crimes they have been committing. Maybe. On the other hand, maybe it will lead all the way to the head of the fish. Because there's an old saying, a fish rots from the head down. A fish rots from the head down. Cleveland. Cleveland, WKBN. Cleveland, Scott, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on. You know, you just asked the question if anybody cares. And let me tell you, I care. We have to get to the root cause of all of this, though, Mike, and that's the Rothschild Central Banking System.
Rothschild died a long time ago. Please don't bring it to the Zionists again. I can't take it. Please, can't we stay focused for 1 minute? Stop it already with the Rothschilds. You got Soros now, who's bigger than Rothschild ever was. Soros makes Rothschild look like a shoeshine boy. Soros makes Rothschild look like a shoeshine boy. Stop with Rothschild already. Catch up. Move up 150 years. Jimmy on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, first of all, Wolf Blitzer does his news with knee pads on, and any news organization that could say what he said about the wiretapping is no news organization.
No, Blitzer has to be fired. CNN must get rid of him right now. He says if you look at it from the other side, if there was a serious leak about an Al-Qaeda operation or whatever, they're trying to find out who may be leaking this information to the news media. Do they occasionally have the right to secretly monitor our phone calls, Blitzer asked. Blitzer should be fired tomorrow. He now joins Dan Rather in Albuquerque in a junior high school.
Michael, please keep on carrying the water for you. We need you more than ever. God bless you.
I'm not carrying water for who am I carrying? I don't carry water for anybody. I'm not a camel. 855-400-7282. It's Blue Monday on the Savage Nation. Do you think this will bring down Holder or Obama? Yes or no? I mean, let's go to the heart of this issue. You've got Benghazi Gate cover-up. He lied to us about a video that didn't exist. Nothing to do with the riots. He let people die when people were screaming for help. He let them die when he could have sent in aid. Somebody said to the military, don't send planes, don't send men. Who did it? And the fact of the matter is he fired three generals who were willing to go before Congress and say I was ready to defend the ambassador and the others, and he wouldn't let me. He fired them. He fired an admiral. It's beyond comprehension. The purging of the military is going on at the same time that he's trying to purge the press. You have revolutionaries in the White House that are very revolting and very dangerous. And I can guarantee you that everybody listening to this show, I don't care whether you are a conservative or a liberal, it doesn't matter. If you ever criticize this government, your phone or emails were being tapped. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hi, everyone. I'm Larry Levin, president of TradingAdvantage.com. You may have seen me being interviewed on TV. I'm on there a lot talking about the market. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Financial District, and I've been on the trading floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. Now, I spend most of my time teaching people like you about day trading mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now, I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques and my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-543-5569, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily market report at no cost to you and no obligation. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail, 800-543-5569. That's 800-543-5569.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Want a home security system, but you're not sure which monitoring company to choose? Consider this. Unlike cable and other providers who are new to home security, ADT has been helping protect homes for more than 100 years. Plus, ADT has the most monitoring centers of any service provider, so you can be sure your service will never be interrupted. And now you can get an ADT monitored system worth $850 for free. You pay just a $99 installation charge and monthly monitoring for less than $2 a day. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer today. Call 1-800-374-5709. License number CAACO 6320, KY City of Louisville 483, FLEC 1300-3427, EC 1300-3401. 36-month monitoring contract required. General terms and conditions apply. Visit protectyourhome.com/terms. Why choose anyone but the nation's home security leader to protect your home? Call now, 1-800-374-5709. That's 1-800-374-5709.
KSFO traffic, big problems. Altamont Pass, eastbound 580 North Flynn Road. Car fire in left lane blocked. Car is crispy. The fire engines are there. Traffic is backed up through Livermore from Airway Boulevard. Other than that, southbound 101, earlier problem at Highway 87 is off to the right shoulder. Traffic is still slow and go from Lawrence Expressway. And we've got some heavy traffic still southbound 880 getting through Oakland from 980 to Hegenberger. Earlier accident gone. I'm Dave Fouts, Talk 560 KSFO.
Did you know there's already talk of another housing bubble? Uneducated buyers are making offers that don't make sense. Don't be one of them. If you want to invest in real estate, don't speculate, educate. My colleague Kathy Fetke is hosting a live event on May 18th on how to profit in today's real estate market. She'll share the pros and cons of various real estate strategies like flipping, rental property, note buying, land banking, apartments, and commercial property. Find out which strategy is most profitable in today's market. Real estate's always in a state of flux. The key is to understand market cycles and stay ahead of the crowds. Find out how on May 18th. And this isn't one of those high-pressure sales events. This is real-world cutting-edge information you can use today to be a savvy real estate investor. Leave your wallet at home May 18th at the Crown Plaza in San Mateo at noon. And it's free for KSFO listeners. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com. Or call 888-RW-NETWORK. That's 888-RW-NETWORK or realwealthevents.com.
After a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets after his big pitch?
Great work, Jack.
His clients singing his praises. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Dryland is dull. Have some fun rolling on a river with American River Raft Rentals. Splash half off your rafting adventure with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
Sean Hannity.
At some point, America's going to come calling for conservative answers because they are the only ones that will work.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You should feel that way regardless of party. I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Independent, or a Republican. At some point, there are going to be Republican administrations. At some point, there are going to be Democratic ones. Either way, you don't want the IRS ever being perceived to be biased and anything less than neutral in terms of how they operate.
So he's shocked. He had nothing to do with it. That's very clever. Do you believe him? You don't think the IRS scandal came from the very top? You don't think Benghazi Gate came from the top? You don't think the tapping of reporters came from the top? Are you kidding me? What world do you live in? You think it was some rogue agents who did this? Some rogue, low-level bureaucrat who's going to risk his or her pension or career? It doesn't work that way. It's like a military organization. It's like a police department. Does a cop do what he wants? He has to go through the captain. The captain has to go through the commissioner. Commissioner has to go through the mayor. They don't work on their own. They don't work. No one works on their own in an organization, whether it be political, military, or you name the organization. It comes from the top down. So whether or not he gave the direct orders on lying about Benghazi, targeting conservative groups through the Internal Revenue Service, or now this latest revelation, which is just beyond belief, tapping reporters' phones. I cannot believe how big this is. This is so big. For the AP to finally get their, I don't want to use a stupid phrase, to get upset over it, shows you now that even they realize the danger we're in. They understand this. Abuse of power has a meaning. I mean, Lord Acton wrote it, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Obama has had absolute power. So he's felt empowered by his absolute power, and he's been totally corrupted by it. Because no one's ever said, you can't do that. No one's ever said, you shouldn't do that. No one's ever said boo to this guy. This man has had the world laid before him from the time, as I can tell, since he's very young. For some reason, they said to him, God selected you, you're the anointed one. You know, we don't have to go down the list and get totally into the hyperbole here. I could do that pretty good, but there's no need to do it. He acts as though he himself is a demigod. Let's put it in those terms. And as you well know, he thinks he's above the law. Do you think that this will eventually crumble the administration? Again, I want to bring you back to John Mitchell, a name you probably forgot about. Remember John Mitchell, the attorney general under Nixon? Remember old John Mitchell went to jail, pipe-smoking John Mitchell? Remember how the libs, who are now in power, made such an issue out of John Mitchell? Because he was involved with what? Wiretapping. Phone-tapping enemies of Nixon. That was Watergate. It was Watergate. It was about phone tapping. And as a result, the attorney general went to jail. He wasn't just fired. He went to prison. That's number one. Never forget what I just said to you. John Mitchell is the model here. John Mitchell is the model. Don't ever forget that. Then we have the case. Again, John Mitchell, principal in Watergate, who died at age 75 in 1988, by the way. He served 19 months in a federal penal institution before being released for medical reasons. And what did he do? Well, he's indicted, stood trial, and was convicted along with three other defendants in the Watergate cover-up trial. What did he actually do? He wiretapped. Now we find out that Obama's minions have wiretapped the Associated Press. Why is this any different? Michael Savage asked, but will not be credited for this. Instead, they'll quote some low-level punk intellectual that no one ever heard of. But it's the same thing as Watergate. John Mitchell went to jail. Who will go to jail now?
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I first learned about it from the same news reports that I think most people learned about this. I think it was on Friday.
President, you hear?
And
the president learned about it from the newspaper.
This is pretty straightforward. Uh-huh. If, in fact,
right,
IRS personnel engaged in the kind of practices that have been reported
mm-hmm.
on,
making it up as it goes along,
and were intentionally targeting,
you can hear it in the
conservative groups
it's making it up,
and that's outrageous.
Outrageous.
And there's no place for it.
The emails it's criminal. That you allude to were provided by us to congressional committees.
Now
and
it's been Gaza
suddenly,
Gate.
3 days ago, this gets spun up as if mm-hmm. there's something new to the story. There's mm-hmm. no there. Keep in mind, by the way, these so-called talking points that were prepared for Susan Rice 5-6
right,
days
we heard
after
it all before.
The
Let's cut it out. Cut the malarkey. We got three scandals now that have suddenly landed on the doorstep of the anointed one. You've got the Benghazi Gate, which has been simmering because people died and he didn't send help when they begged for it. Plain English. Let's make it simple for the average listener who doesn't know what they're listening to. The last word in talk radio, The Savage Nation, heard across America, 200 stations at this time every night. And the fact is that it doesn't matter what your orientation is, AC/DC, foot power, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. He covered up Benghazi. There were people dying, screaming for help. Sent in the cavalry, and he said thumbs down. So that's number one. Somebody in that administration should go to jail for letting those people die. That's number one. Then we got IRS Gate, where they target people because of their political orientation, which is not only, let us say, unethical. I mean, the words don't even unethical, like it applies to politics. It's illegal. You target people with the IRS, you go to jail, period. Now it comes out we got Tapgate. Another coined phrase by Michael Savage, take it and run with it, steal it, see if I care. Tapgate. What's Tapgate? Shockingly, he tapped the phone lines. It's on the top of Drudge Report, D-R-U-D-G-E, in case you never heard of it, in case you're still reading the San Francisco Comical. D-R-U-D-G-E. Take a look at it. Government taps press phone records for months. That should affect even liberals. And it is. Even they're pretending to be outraged. Oh, outrageous. We're the fourth estate. We have such an important job, which we've not done for about 30 years. We have such an important job. How dare they tap us? You know, but anyway, they're pretending that they're outraged. They're not outraged. They're pretending they are. So you got three scandals, Benghazi Gate, Tapgate, and now IRS Gate all at once. So I have a couple. I mean, I could ask you questions, or you just want to vent on this? Somebody's not eating dinner tonight because they're so upset. Somebody in America is listening to this show who said, I can't believe it's gotten this bad all at once. How could this be happening to this great man? Is it because, is he being picked on because he's not white? Do you think they're picking on this poor, honest man who simply wants to make America progressive? Do you think that's why this is happening? Him and poor Holder are being picked on because they're men of color? Is that what this really is? Evil white males trying to bring down the most honest administration in American history? Well, according to some, that's the actual reality. There's a man named Bill Kristol who's been a laughingstock from the time his father bought him a magazine called The Meekly Standard. I've called it The Meekly Standard for years because, all right, some of the reporters are great. Most of them are just government media hacks. You're not going to believe what Bill Kristol, the rich boy, has to say. Now, this guy pretends to be a conservative now. Bill Kristol publishes The Meekly Standard, okay? He says, well, listen to clip 7. Listen to what he says.
No, but on both of these scandals, I'm just talking about Benghazi and the IRS, it should be, not be a partisan reaction. I want to say I do not like these conservative Republican groups putting ads up about Hillary Clinton. What is the point of that? That is just fundraising by American Crossroads and these other groups. It's ridiculous. There's no campaign going on. Let's pull the partisanship back. And it's a genuine outrage what happened to Benghazi. It's a genuine outrage what the IRS did. There should be bipartisan committees, as Kim said, investigating both from Congress. So I wish the Republicans would
just
be quiet.
All right,
yeah,
you want it both ways, Bill. You want to be invited. Shut up. You want to be invited to the cocktail parties. You've had a good run, Bill. Your father bought you a magazine because you couldn't even run a liquor store. In my day, there were guys like him in the crowd. The father bought him a liquor store. Made a living, bought himself a little attached house, got married and slow, you know, lived for about 53 and died of heartache from having not amounted to anything. But, you know, things changed. I mean, there are people in my day who would run a brassiere store who were congressmen and senators. A Carvel stand they couldn't run today, these people. They couldn't run an ice cream stand. Forget about a fruit and vegetable stand. But that's what we have to deal with. So you got three scandals now. Why do you think they're happening is the real question. See, look within the inn. Look inside the inside. Why three scandals at once? Michael Savage's suspicion, supposition, intuition is that somebody's leaking these all at once. Somebody is trying to bring Obama down off his high horse because they know about things he has done and is doing and plans on doing that are so off the wall, dangerous, that they want to stop him before he gets there. I can pretty much suspect what is going on. I have no friends in high places. I live alone. I work alone. I sleep alone. I talk alone. I live in my own world. So it's really one man's opinion that you're hearing. I didn't go to the Washington Press dinner. I'm just telling you, it's one man's opinion. But in some ways, it releases me from bias because I can think. I was raised at a time where you used logic and put things together. And I'm telling you, somebody's leaking this stuff all over. Do you agree with me? Do you think this is all happenstance? Or do you suspect, as I do, that somebody knows the danger we're in? They're trying to blow the whistle on him to stop him before he destroys the entire enterprise called America. That's a good question, Savage said. There's more. Here is the mother of the slain son from Benghazi wishing Hillary Clinton a happy Mother's Day in clip 6.
I'm still waiting for answers to just about everything. I do want to say one thing, though. I want to wish Hillary a happy Mother's Day. She's got her child. I don't have mine because of her. She blamed the video just like all the rest of them did. And she also told me that she would get back to me. She was going to keep on checking on it, and she would get back to me with answers. She has not.
No, she gets back to nobody. She just gives everyone her backside. Let's go to the callers. Rick on WABC. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Michael, the Senate and the Congress passed a bill that allows them to inside trade again. Obama signs it. There's no Rose Garden ceremony or whatever. You got to check. How do you buy the Congress? In order to go after Obama or in order to go after Holder, you need the Congress. You can't buy the Congress with money anymore since AppScam. So how do you buy them? You buy them with inside information. You check.
So are you suspecting that the Congress people are having relatives and friends trade on their behalf?
No, I'm not suspecting. I'm swearing to it.
Okay. No. I just wanted to back it up a tad. So they're all, in others, they're all scamming on the inside trades. They're getting inside information. Well, look, in my opinion, and it's only one man's opinion, Warren Buffett has made billions of dollars because he did Obama's bidding, and Obama gave him the leads on many big things. We know that. It looks to me clear up favoritism, doesn't it?
Yes, Michael, it's justice or the American way.
So, okay, I like your laugh. Do you feel that any of these scandals, Benghazi Gate, Tap Gate, or IRS Gate, will lead to the overthrow of any of these despots? Yes or no?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely.
Why? What you're saying? Because Congress has been bought out through inside trades is what you're suggesting, right?
Absolutely, Michael. In the late 70s, I worked with an organization out of the Organized Crime Strike Force in the Eastern District. And we had a guy named Mo Weinberger that handed up the entire Congress. And we had to stop, okay, at Congressman Murphy, Harrison Williams, because could have gone them all, okay? They're dirty. You can't come into a job and make $80,000 or $180,000 today and walk out with $10 million when you're finished unless there's something happening.
Okay? Well, take a look at some of the senators. I mean, there's one particular senator from the Bay Area who's gone from a millionaire to almost a billionaire while in power, and she's the most liberal of them all. How does that work?
Yeah. And then, you know, you take little instances. I mean, you're talking about people allowing people to die. Are you aware that when Clinton was governor, he had four state troopers that worked with him? And they knew everything that was going on in his life. And when Clinton became the president, and he took him and put him on the ATF, and mysteriously four state troopers died at Waco by friendly fire, and they were the same ones that came from Arkansas.
So I could see how you worked in the Organized Crime Task Force. Look, you know, I love callers like this out of New York. I can hear by what you're saying, you know what you're talking about, Rick, and I have the same cynicism that you do. Benghazi Gate, Tap Gate, IRS Gate should bring down an administration. But don't you think that the AP being really, really pissed off is going to change things a little bit?
They would have to call themselves liars. Okay, if you check the language they use, okay, there's always something in there that gets them away from saying, I really didn't say it that way, okay?
So you think this is all going to blow over? You think it's all going to blow over?
I hope it doesn't. I hope there is somebody out there blowing the whistle. You know, I've worked with organizations where when you come close, I won't give you the name of the organization because that'll be right at my door, but what happens is you go out and you're supposed to get the smaller guys because the smaller guys are the shield for the bigger guys. And if you go after the bigger guys, you get fired. I've done that twice.
So you're saying like in The Godfather, they get the buffers first, trying to lead up to Michael Corleone. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. They're in position for that. I guarantee.
Yeah, but look, you know, what's amazing to me is that everyone has seen The Godfather probably 300 times. And they're watching a criminal enterprise run the country, and they don't even acknowledge it. Does it look more like a government to you or like a gang?
It's definitely a gang, okay? And the thing that I'm confused about, I mean, does this guy really want to become communist and everything to become socialist? Or is this just a shade so they can steal all the money? While everybody is talking about socialism and ruining the country and he's going to give it over to the communists, they're stealing all the money.
Okay, no, I hear what you're saying. I get it. Of course that's true. But he's placating the far left by pretending to be on the socialist side. Would you acknowledge that, to keep them at bay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, so he's throwing them a bone. He throws them the socialist bones. They eat it. They feel satisfied. Meanwhile, he's really in power to make sure that the enrichment continues amongst those who put him in power. So let's go to the next question. I'm a fan of gangster movies, as I've said. I have too fertile an imagination for my own good. I also love to watch The Sopranos. Did you ever watch that series on HBO?
Oh, always.
Okay, since you were in the Organized Crime Task Force, do you remember the segment about the Scatino bust out?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
Okay, the Scatino bust out was a neighbor, an Italian guy, no less, who they grew up with, who owns a big sporting goods store. He's a degenerate gambler. They tell him not to, but he gets into a private gambling den and with them. He loses in the game, and he loses the store. They take over the store. They bust it out. Once they move in, once the gang moves into the sporting goods store, they start selling the merchandise out the back door. They bust out his credit with airline tickets. Is that analogy inapt with regard to the administration we are looking at?
Absolutely. Definitely so.
It's an apt analogy. It applies or doesn't apply?
No, it does apply. And in fact, that was very, very close to the truth. I've seen situations where you go into a restaurant one day and you see familiar people, if you know what I mean, and they're running it. They get somebody hooked on drugs or hooked on gambling or whatever, and they take away their businesses. And it's all.
But here's the question, though. Did the food get better or worse?
Actually, the food got better.
Well, let me tell you something. If Obama would make the food better in America, maybe I wouldn't complain so much. But I think he's made the food worse.
Yeah. I don't want you to think I'm hanging up with you. I'm going to lose my battery power. So.
All right. You're a great caller. You sound like a guy I used to know named Marty, who I haven't seen for 20 years. But New York is filled with so many wonderful Damon Runyon-esque characters named Marty, and they all listen to the Savage Nation. For some reason, the show rings true with them. So at the end of the day, we're all cynics. All of us Marty types who can see what's going on are also jaundiced and cynical. And we all feel that although there's a real scandal called Benghazi Gate, Tap Gate, IRS Gate, at the end of the day, because Obama is the anointed one, and because he's a man of color, and Eric Holder's a man of color, they will be protected. They will be protected straight up from the top to the bottom. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Going back to my veteran thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite.
.com 859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks, and one morning there was nothing there, and I'm like, oh my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
dinovite.com.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Your financial advisor is probably on the up and up, but that doesn't mean squat when their missteps expose you to lawsuits, fat fines, and unnecessary tax hits. Astonishingly, studies reveal that 90% of financial advisors don't assist their clients with critical issues that could put your life savings at risk. Most won't even realize they screwed up until the cracks start appearing in your nest egg. If you're like 4 out of 5 millionaire investors, even you have your doubts. So switch to Financial Advisor Select, a registered investment advisor that connects the affluent to the best and brightest local financial advisors all over the country. Call us right now and we'll give you our valuable ebook, The Wealth Management Edge. It's packed with wealth-building secrets and tactics. Call 1-800-927-5012 and protect your financial security from the costly financial flubs from advisors who don't know better. Call now, 1-800-927-5012. That's 1-800-927-5012.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, look, I call this show The Last Word in Talk Radio because it runs late in the day on the East Coast, or late in the day on the West Coast, and I call it the alternative to the slow stream media, and they are the slow stream media. They get everything months after we get it on the Internet. I go to the Drudge Report every morning. I mean, I admit, I have a favoritism. Matt's a friend of mine through the media. Look what he just put out as a Twitter. Warning to reporters and sources. Assume all your communications are being monitored. Time to move back to the parking garage. It's going to be a long, hot summer. I don't know what he means by what parking garage. Oh, because they can't get it. They can't monitor you in a garage. We're all going to have to start living like we're in a mafia movie, like we're the criminals. It's amazing. This government is so upside down. It's Alice in Wonderland that we, the citizens who love the country, are now the criminals. Well, we have to talk with our hands over our mouth, picking our teeth with a toothpick as we come out of a restaurant so we can't be picked up by a government agent. Isn't that wonderful? Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe if more people started to behave like they're low-level operatives inside a gang, they would make them tougher. I don't know. Maybe they would get some spine. It might be a good thing to start operating like that, assuming that you're being listened to by some punk inside the administration, some college grad who has no sense of integrity, no sense of responsibility, and certainly no sense of patriotism. Maybe that's the way to live, is make believe you're the actual criminal. Maybe instead of fighting it, embrace it. Embrace being a criminal. If the Obama administration wants to make patriots into criminals, maybe the answer here is to behave like a criminal. It might make you stronger, tougher, and better. And it might actually enable you to fight them better. Instead of saying, hey, I don't want to be treated that way, say, you know what, I enjoy it. It's given my life a meaning. I finally have an enemy. I'm part of the underground. I'm part of the opposition. I'm part of the opposition. I'm part of the underground trying to fight this fascist dictatorship that's emerging in America. How about feeling that way? No? Too much for you? It's just people wanting to rip off the economy. Is that it? Yes. It's always the money, as Marty said.
Savage.
I've always been a do-it-yourself person, but not all my listeners are. Look, even if you don't know the point, the end of a screwdriver from the handle, you can still transform any room in your home in about 20 minutes at Blinds.com. Yes, you're going to save a bundle on designer, blinds, shades, shutters, and even drapes. Where? Blinds.com. But as I was saying, they've also made it incredibly easy to experience the satisfaction of doing it yourself with free online how-to videos. Free! And having over 100 design experts at your service. Of course they'd be happy to send over a pro install if you prefer. But I think you'll love doing it yourself. What gratification! Because even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Where? Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Hawks, Hot Talk 560 KSVO. Lawyers for the Associated Press are protesting the Justice Department's move to secretly obtain 2 months of phone records for journalists working for the News Cooperative. A top executive for the AP calls it an unprecedented intrusion into news gathering. A Capitola man has been arrested on charges of sexually molesting a former student when he was a middle school math teacher in Hollister. Police say the suspect, 50-year-old Robert Lincoln, befriended the then 15-year-old girl and her family while he taught at San Justo Middle School. Investigators believe the alleged attacks happened in Gilroy and Hollister, but not on campus. Taking a look at the roadways. Altima Pass, still slow. Eastbound 580, car fire, left lane block. Traffic back up to North Livermore or North 1st Street in Livermore. And some heavy traffic still southbound 101 getting into San Jose. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
How does Arizona get to be the leader of the other 49? By creating the country's most competitive business environment.
Named a best state for business, Arizona is tempting California companies like never before.
With unmatched job growth and an unbeatable quality of life.
Corporate giants Intel, Avnet, and Boeing are thriving in Arizona.
Because when it comes to success,
Arizona's aggressive pro-business legislation means record relocations.
Arizona is all business. Join us at ArizonaKnowHow.com.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
There's a reason you see the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer at your pediatrician's office. There's a reason doctors and nurses use it both at work and at home. That reason is because the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer gives fast, accurate readings with just a gentle forehead scan, backed by more than 40 published medical studies. It gives you the peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. So there's no reason you shouldn't have one in your home. Pick one up today at Target and other fine retailers.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals. individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call the special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
On the next morning show, the president says no cover-up on Benghazi. Do you believe him? Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
All right, welcome back to Savage Nation. We're talking about Benghazi Gate, Tap Gate, IRS Gate. And it's all, in a, for all of us listening, kind of entertaining in a certain way because, yeah, it's intellectually satisfying to know that even they're vulnerable to their own lies and they're getting caught, but where it will lead, no one knows. But at the end of the day, does it really change your life immediately? No. I'll tell you what changes your life. What changes your life is raising a child, raising a son or a daughter who loves America, enlists in the military, goes over and gets shot in the back, and then is ignored by the government. See, now that's not where the rubber meets the road. That's where the heartbreak meets the heart. And right now, we have a gentleman on who lost a son, a hero Marine, who was not only shot in the military and killed, but he was shot in the back while working out in a base, an outlying base in Afghanistan. And you're going to hear what Michelle and Barry Obama have done for this grieving family. And if you want to watch the YouTube, I don't know if you can take it. I had to turn it off. It got me so sad. Another hero Marine shot in the back, ignored by Michelle and Barry Obama. It's from YouTube. It's on my website, michaelsavage.com. Greg Buckley, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, sir.
I watched the YouTube. I saw your heartbreak. There's no way to describe it, but I think you need to tell this national audience what happened to your son.
Well, he was over there training the Afghan police. But when he got over there in April, right, he was home here. He told us that he was leaving. Got over there in April. He called me in May. We got to speak to him, and he told us that they have him training the police over there. But he was 20 years old at the time and told me that something's not right here. These people that we're training, me and my boys feel that they're going to turn on us and murder us. And I was, as a dad, a little, you know, taken back that my 20-year-old boy was going to tell me, you know, that he was not going to be coming home on his due date to come home, that he was going to be murdered over there by these...
Your son actually told you that he feared for his life?
Yes, sir. Yes. And so did Richard Rivera. He told his mom also this, that he felt that he wasn't going to make it home, that he was going to be murdered by these people. Because when they got...
But, Greg, here's the killer here. Your son, God rest his soul... enlisted. I mean, when you told the story of taking him to school and the backpack, I really could relate to that. I remember the first day I took my children to school, and it was a long time ago. And then to see the whole arc all the way up to this, the guy enlists in the Marines. He loves the country. They sent him to this horrible base. Please tell America how his life was taken from him. It was not in combat, was it?
No, sir. He trained all day with them, and at night he went back to the barracks, ate, then went upstairs like he did every night at 8:30, got changed into a pair of shorts, tank top, headphones, went to the gym downstairs. At that time, the base was pretty empty. Where usually there's Afghans, 30 of them. There were really only maybe 5 in the base at this time. And a Nadin, the T-boy that was not supposed to be in the facility, left the chief of the police officer, San John, left his office, came downstairs with an AK-47 underneath his clothing, and walked into the back of the gym, fired 2 shots, then walked over to my son, Greg, who was on an incline machine working out. He was taking his headphones off because he heard the 2 pops, and stood on top of my son. My son looked up, and he put the AK-47 to his chest and shot my son in his chest, and then shot him in the lower part of his neck. Now, the only reason I know all of this is because his friends were right there in the gym, and they survived. And then he went right up, raised the gun, and shot Rivera in the neck, and he was Greg's best friend, and he was 20 years old also. But Greg was 21 at the time. He turned 21 three weeks earlier. And then he proceeded to shoot, shot another Marine, and then injured a fourth. And then we caught him. They took the gun away from him. He emptied 30 bullets in the gymnasium. And my son, you know, ever since that day, we found out everything that we needed to know.
Greg, is it true that your son and the other American Marines were disarmed by the military?
No, what it was is that in the gymnasium, they didn't doubt. That's a time that they usually don't have any weapons on them at all because they're in the gym, you know, working out.
And you said that this guy who shot your son, this animal, this subhuman, you called him a T-boy. What does that mean?
T-boy is a sex slave to the chief of the police, who I just found out recently was dismissed twice before from two other bases because of misconduct, meaning having T-boys come in the middle of the night and having sex with them and doing other things that he shouldn't be doing on base. And he was warned by the Marines to get him off the base. He was not supposed to be on the base, and he just ignored everybody's order about getting this kid off the base, and he just was relieved of his duties.
And where is this degenerate T-boy now, the one who murdered the troops? Where is the T-boy?
They have him locked up. They also locked up the chief of the police, but they also released him after 2 weeks. Even though the AK-47 was assigned to him, it was his T-boy. And T-boys only do what you tell them to do, and if you don't, they'll get killed if they don't. So this boy was told by the chief of the police to go into this gym and execute all these Marines, as many as he could. But if he would have listened to us and had this boy taken off the base like everybody asked, this would have never happened. So they have disregard for what the Marines or anybody says over there. These people are savages, and I hate to say it like that. They're not all bad over there, but the majority of the people that are running the country over there are. And we need to turn around and just get this kid back here and have him tried as a terrorist. These are not green-on-blue attacks like the government wants us to believe. Every single one is a terrorist attack, and my son even told me that. He said, Dad, these green-on-blue attacks that everybody's talking about lately, they're not green-on-blue. We are training these police, and then they're turning their weapons and murdering us. But Obama wants us to believe that this is a green-on-blue, it's a military-on-military attack. They're not. These are the guys that they train, and then they turn their weapons, and they murder our soldiers.
Unbelievable. We know but to add to the heartbreak, when I watched the video on that you have, it's hard. You gave this eulogy to your deceased son. It was so moving, and it's on YouTube, and you were doing it at a religious organ. It was amazing. You did it at a Jewish religious organization. And, Greg, you yourself are not of the Jewish faith. Is that correct?
That's correct.
How did you come to give a speech about this terrible, terrible, heartfelt loss to a Jewish group? Where did that come from?
Bob Unger, he's a very good friend of mine. He just asked if I would speak out, and I'm just trying to, you know, as crazy as it might sound, I'm the only parent that's really speaking out. Now there's other parents that are stepping up. It should have happened a long time ago. The media doesn't allow these parents to get their word out there. For some reason, I'm getting it out there because I've said it many times. I need justice for my son, Greg. I need this guy to be brought back here and tried as a terrorist, and I need these boys and girls to come home and be with people that love them and respect them and want them here. We need our soldiers here to protect us. We don't need to be over there protecting countries that don't care about us.
I agree. I've been saying get out of Afghanistan a long time. Your son's name, Lance Corporal Gregory T. Buckley, Jr., born on the 17th of July, 1991, executed by an Afghani degenerate on the 10th of August, 2012, and this degenerate murderer has still not yet been brought to justice. How have you been treated by the department, the Marine Corps itself? Are they helping you?
The Marine Corps is the best. You can't get any better than the Marine Corps. And NCIS is still investigating this, and this is what's troubling to me. It's 9 months now. And, you know, how am I...
Well, they're still investigating the Fort Hood massacre, which they called workplace violence.
But it's all BS. It's all BS. You know, it just has to end immediately. And I have two younger boys that, you know, they look at me for answers. And I have his mom who's heartbroken, and she's looking for answers. How do you just turn around, take away my oldest son from me, who meant the world to me, and our government wants to turn around and torture my family and myself and all these other family members that have lost their child? You know, it makes you feel like the government feels like they don't care about your child. You know,
no, of course they don't. They don't care about anything except their own power. I hate to say that, but I'm a cynic, Greg. What can my listeners do to help you in some way? You're never going to be healed. That'd be stupid to say a thing like that. What can they do to help you feel that there's some kind of justice here?
Just go to your congressman, write to your congressman, and just ask for justice for Lance Corporal Greg Buckley, Jr. They'll go on his Facebook. They'll join my movement. I have over 23,000 followers already with it, this boy. That's how much he's loved, and I just need the world to adopt my son. And I'm cool with that, you know, because my son's such a loving kid. He would love to have tons of parents. You know, I just need everybody to look at this boy's face and just say, you know, that's my son. That's my daughter. I have to turn around and I have to help this boy out. It's not about me. You know, it's about my son. Somebody has to step up and help this boy get justice. He's looking down upon all of us, I feel in my heart, and he just wants what's right. And what's right is justice for this kid. He lost his life for this country. The country has to step up to the plate and go against the government and say, listen, we need this for this boy, and we need this for all these young men, and we need to bring them home here so they don't have to come home in a box like my son did. They could turn around and bring these boys home and let them come off a plane and hug their parents. I'll never be able to do that again. But you know what? Other parents can if we end the war tomorrow. Bring these boys home. If you start bringing them home little by little, you're leaving the other ones there to be vulnerable to be murdered over there by these people. Just bring our kids home here, and that's it. And let's protect the United States. Let's put them all over the airports, the borders, and let's protect the United States so we don't tear anything.
Look, Mr. Buckley, all we can say is stay strong. You're a strong man. I can see that. Your son, Greg, was a hero.
And I appreciate that. I just want...
We're all so sorry for the loss of your brave son. And if people listening to the Savage Nation right now will only take a moment, email their representative, whoever that may be, if, in the middle of what else they're doing, maybe they can get justice for your son by bringing this T-boy who shot someone, you know, killed your son and others. Bring the T-boy to America. After all, Holder wants them to be tried in American courts, not in a military tribunal. Bring him here. Try him here. Not let him get away with this murder. Greg, thank you very much for what you've given. There's nothing more a man could give the country than what you've given. And I hope to God that this appearance tonight will be the first of many on many national shows.
I appreciate that. If everybody can please just help me. So all I'm asking is for help, please. Help me bring justice for my son.
You got it. Justice for Lance Corporal Gregory T. Buckley, Jr. Born in America, 7/17/1991. And assassinated in Afghanistan, 8/10/12. Greg Buckley, God bless you, and thanks for being with us tonight on the Savage Nation. You know, at a moment like this, I think it's best if I do take a quick break, because I can't make a transition back to Benghazi Gate, Tap Gate, and IRS Gate without, you know, I have to recover a little bit. You can go to my website. I don't know where else this YouTube appears. If you watch Mr. Buckley give the eulogy to his son, in of all places, an Orthodox religious Jewish Chabad center, you're going to be stunned by what you see. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Want a home security system, but you're not sure which monitoring company to choose? Consider this. Unlike cable and other providers who are new to home security, ADT has been helping protect homes for more than 100 years. Plus, ADT has the most monitoring centers of any service provider, so you can be sure your service will never be interrupted. And now you can get an ADT monitored system worth $850 for free. You pay just a $99 installation charge and monthly monitoring for less than $2 a day. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer today. Call 1-800-374-5709. License number CAACO 6320, KY City of Louisville 483, FLEC 1300-3427, EC 1300-3401. 36-month monitoring contract required. General terms and conditions apply. Visit protectyourhome.com/terms. Why choose anyone but the nation's home security leader to protect your home? Call now, 1-800-374-5709. That's 1-800-374-5709.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why's that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want to tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, oh, no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names. My appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
On the next morning show, the president says no cover-up on Benghazi. Do you believe him? Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Who executes some sort of cover-up or effort to tamp things down for 3 days? So the whole thing defies logic. And the fact that this keeps on getting churned out, frankly, has a lot to do with political motivation.
Uh-huh.
We've had folks who have challenged Hillary Clinton's integrity, Susan Rice's integrity, Mike Mullen and Tom Pickering's integrity. It's a given that mine gets challenged by these same.
How can you challenge what's not there, Mr. President?
You're a Democrat, independent, or a Republican. At some point, they're going to be Republican administrations.
Okay, you got the picture. Benghazi gate, tap gate, IRS gate. So here's the letter, finally, from the Associated Propagandists, even they're screaming bloody murder because they were tapped. And again, before you leave me, I do show prep for tomorrow's radio. Everyone tomorrow, their producers listen to my show, and they take what I have and start the day. So let me explain something to you. I'm the first, but I won't be the last to tell you that John Mitchell under Nixon went to jail for, in my opinion, a lesser crime than what just happened with the phone tapping. After all, what was Watergate? It was tapping. It was tapping. So what's the difference between then and now? I'll let you decide. Someone should go to jail for this. If they could take an attorney general and rake him over the coals and put him in prison, which they did to John Mitchell, why shouldn't they do that in this case? Answer. You can answer the question. So here's a letter now from the Associated Press, the CEO, to Holder. Dear General Holder, I'm writing to object in the strongest possible terms to a massive and unprecedented intrusion by the Department of Justice into the news-gathering activities of the Associated Press. Last Friday afternoon, AP General Counsel Laura Malone received a letter from the office of U.S. Attorney Ronald C. Machen, Jr., advising at some identified time early this year, the department obtained telephone toll records for more than 20 separate telephone lines assigned to the AP and its journalists. The records that were secretly obtained cover a full two-month period in early 12, blah, 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 blah. You can read the letter yourself. It's a pretty big letter. And he's, you know, really, I think he's really, 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 really pissed off. So then he says, there can be no possible justification for such an overbroad collection of the telephone communications of the Associated Press and its reporters. These records potentially reveal communications with confidential sources across all the news-gathering activities undertaken by the AP during a two-month period. So in other words, they could say that they were going after him because they were interested in the Yemen story or whatever, but maybe they were just trying to find out if they were after, let's say there was a gangster or a criminal who's deeply enmeshed here somewhere, and he's afraid that AP is onto him. So they got that information as well. I'm editorializing now. You get it? They want to find out how much the AP knows about the really goings-on, maybe someone on a big committee, deals with China, kickbacks in a construction project. Let's say that the AP may have accidentally got some stories by without trying, picked up something on the solar scandals, the car companies that don't exist. Who knows? Shopping carts on the moon for $3 billion. We don't know. So it goes to something much more than just these Benghazi tap and IRS gate. They're probably worried that actual, you know, actual scandals that are bigger than these, scandals that are actually bigger than these, may have come to light. So, in other words, their confidential sources were blown. That's a big deal to journalists. That's what they learn in Journalism 101, is you got to protect your confidential sources. They're usually junkies and gangsters. Those are the only people that they actually protect. They don't protect talk show hosts, that you know. Blah, blah, blah. This action was taken without advance notice. The AP or any other. And even after the fact, no notice has been sent to individual journalists, who I call affectionately, whose home phones and cell phone records were seized by the department. Oh, even the home phones. Oh, that's really getting serious stuff. See, now you know why the libs are frightened. Because God knows what the government heard them talking about at home or what they were looking at. You know, I mean, there could be no possible justification for such an overbroad collection of the telephone communication of the Associated Press and reporters. Blah, blah, blah. I can't read it all. These records, blah, blah, blah. Department undertook unprecedented. Okay, so you get the picture. You know, it's whose ox was gored. In this case, it was not Gore whose ox was gored, because Gore was laughing all the way to the Swiss bank in selling his rotten, useless television outlet to the wonderful allies we have in the United Arab Emirates, who, sale never should have been permitted. But that's what Al Gore did. And you know who also benefited from that? Oh, yeah, Dianne Feinstein's husband, Richard Blum, who has his finger in every pie. Remember the name Richard Blum, who has nothing to do with Benghazi Gate, Tap Gate, or IRS Gate. Just remember the name Richard Blum. B-L-U-M. Why? Because he has his finger, it seems to me, in every pie. Every pie available. This man has some cherry on his fingers. Legal, of course. He's a sterling individual. Gives tons of money to the most prestigious organizations in America. Appears in black tie at every San Francisco event with Senator Dianne Feinstein, two of the most sterling individuals in the history of American government and business, at the top of the social pyramid, so high up that they're invited on a regular basis to Nancy Pelosi's house, another sterling example of an American success story, and they have nothing to do with any of this. The issue that I'm making is that maybe, just maybe, there was some leakage somewhere that could have interfered with the cherry pie. Cherry pie is the name of the story. It's the old American story. I did not cut down that cherry tree, said George Washington. Or did he? Who cut down that cherry tree? I cannot tell a lie. I cut down that cherry tree, said George Washington when he was a boy. Or do we now have George Washington or the cherry tree in office?
Savage.
New Monday, how are you? New Monday. Got to work, plan to sleep all deep.
It is the Savage Nation. This is Michael Savage filling in for Michael Savage. Taking care of business. The exact opposite of what the President of the United States has been doing. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Your alternative to the slow stream media, the last word in talk radio. Here's a question for you, and it came up out of all places from the United Nations, who was saying that the rebels in Syria, rebels, don't you love it, James Dean, use sarin gas, the chemical weapons, the weapons of mass destruction that we've been told evil Assad was using, the UN is saying was used by the rebels in Syria. How do you like that? I guess we could go to Barney Frank for the truth on this, or John Kerry, but I don't think we get it from Barney Frank or John Kerry. Who do you think you're going to turn to find out who actually used the sarin gas in Syria? Well, the answer is nobody, because nobody seems to know. Both sides are saying the other side did it, which leads us to the conclusion that we don't belong in Syria. I've been saying this for a long time now, and strangely enough, I told you that I agree with Obama that we don't belong in Syria right now. I'm glad that he didn't rush in. I'm glad he wasn't goaded by Israel. And I'm also glad that Israel bombed Syria to stop the transfer of advanced rocketry from Iran to Hezbollah. Israel has a right to self-determination, self-defense, and they certainly have the ability to defend themselves, and it's their job to do so, and they did so. So I'm for them defending themselves. I'm just against us defending them right now. It's something they can take care of. And I say stay out of Syria, and I'm not alone on that. Yes, Benghazi was covered up. Yes, they should go to jail. Yes, the IRS should be taken over the fire, over the woodshed. Yes. Yes, Obama should be impeached. What else do you want me to say? How much can we take of this Alinsky administration where they assault the American people so many times a week that you don't know which way you're coming or going, which is part of their plan? So you don't know which insult to react to. They're beating America to death. Now, this story of tapping Associated Press reporters' phone lines should be the story that brings down the Obama administration. Brings them down, crashing down. Finally brings them down to earth. It's the boy who flew too close to the sun. The myth of Icarus. I told you about that a long time ago, and I won't bore you with Greek mythology. He got too close to the sun, to the point where he thought he was the sun god himself. Obama thought that the sun smiled out of his, well, just that the sun smiled from his face to most of the worshipers who were throwing themselves at his feet. Now, the real telling story is coming right now. What do you think the response has been amongst reporters themselves? Most of them are absolutely pissed off, as they should be. Including liberals with any sense of history, they understand the danger that we're in. In fact, the Associated Press president and CEO Gary Pruitt called it a massive and unprecedented intrusion into news gathering by the Justice Department, meaning Eric Holder. Okay? So because it bit them in the tail, the AP is pissed off, as they should be. But take a guess what the weasel, Wolf Blitzer, said. Wolf Blitzer, who I've long said, is the worst of them all. You look at him and you know he's a rat and a weasel, a human rat and a human weasel. I don't have any other words for him. So I'm going to ask you, do you think that it was a low-level official on, let's start with the IRS. No, let's start with the phone tapping. No, let's start with the IRS. No, I'm sorry, let's start with the phone tapping. No, let's start with Benghazi and the cover-up. No, wait, let's see, was it Benghazi, IRS, or the phone tapping scandal? Who's leaking it all at once? See, no one's following the real bounce. You see three balls are bouncing right now and hitting Obama. He can't keep up with him. He's playing multiple games, and they're all starting to balls. He's losing control of the balls. They're bouncing all over the court. He can't keep control of them. So the question is, who's throwing these balls at him? They're all coming at once. Why? Because behind the scenes, In my opinion, nothing happens by accident. My supposition, my belief is that there's a true patriot who is doing this because he knows how dangerous Holder and Obama have become. And there are things we haven't even learned yet about what they have done and what they're doing or what they're planning on doing that will destroy us permanently. There was a story last week that made my hair stand up. There were many of them. He fired 17 military men who controlled our nuclear ICBMs. He said they were incompetent, inadequate to the task. They couldn't do the job. That's not the reason they were fired. That's a lie. This is like 7 days in May. This guy is demilitarizing the country at an alarming rate. He is destroying virtually every institution that has any freedom associated with it as quickly as he can, and he's doing it with vigor and glee and joy, and he's getting away with it because of the, as I call it, the Fourth Estate became the fifth column. But now the Fourth Estate is screaming because they found out their phones were being tapped. It was okay when conservative groups were being tapped. It was okay when Michael Savage was banned in Britain for doing nothing. They didn't even report the story. The same pukes at the Associated Press, who I'm supposed to care about now. The same biased, twisted liars at the Associated Press who don't cover anything when it touches a conservative. Now all of a sudden they're screaming. Because why? Because it's touching them. Now they realize how dangerous this administration is. Do you think these three scandals came by accident? Let's start with the bigger picture. Benghazi Gate, IRS, AP phone tapping. Do you think that they all broke around the same time by accident? No. There's no way it could have happened by accident. Somebody is trying to warn America, and somebody on the inside is doing this. That's my opinion. I don't know who it is. I don't have any way to know. I don't know if we'll ever know. But somebody is doing the world a service. But this will only become a service if one of the major tyrants is impeached, indicted, or arrested. See, they won't do that they're exposed. They have to be arrested, and they have to be tried. That's what has to happen. You know, I'm going to blow an artery if this keeps up. I'm going to have a stroke. So I said, look, I got to head up to have lunch. I'm in the streets of the beautiful city of San Francisco. I'm looking up at the gorgeous buildings. I'm looking what man creates. I look at my city. I love my city. And I say, do you realize this can all be knocked down like a sandcastle on a beach through incompetence, through weakness? And then I start looking around. I said, there's no point to any of this. A guy comes running up to me. He says, oh, are you Michael Savage? Yes. He said, we love you. We listen to your show, this and that. Okay, great. I'm glad 1 out of 4 million people listens to the show in the streets. I start analyzing where should I eat lunch, because at the end of the day, the ancient Romans had the same attitude. At the end of the day, they didn't care what the legions were doing in Germania, did they? If we read our history of ancient Rome, Cato the Elder wrote that the ancient Romans were very much like the Americans of today. They cared not so much about what the legions were doing in foreign nations. They cared about the pebble in the shoe. They cared about a good loaf of bread. Where could they get a good loaf of bread? Who had the best fish that day in the marketplace? So I started to look around. I analyzed where to eat. I said, I got to get a meal. Maybe I'm just hungry. I don't know, because I can't take this anymore. I make it up to North Beach, a certain restaurant that I rarely go to. It's not the normal one that I go to. It's a smaller place that locals know about, which I'm not going to mention because then I can't get in there. As it is, it's impossible to get in at night. They serve fried calamari and or baked halibut. So I sit down. I order the fish, and I tell them no salt, no pepper. I don't want any polenta. It's got cream. Give me steamed vegetables. I have my hospital food. I'm a pescatarian today. I got the halibut, no salt, and pepper coming baked. Sitting next to me is a husky-looking man, not too tall, but very strong-looking, and he's smiling at me, and I smile at him, you know, men to men. And he says this, he says that. He says, don't I know you? I said, well, I've been around the neighborhood 40 years. Turns out he's the fisherman who brought the fish into the restaurant after catching it off the Golden Gate. I said to him, I'm not going to mention his name. I said, how many days ago did you catch this fish? Because it's amazing. He said, 2 days ago. I said, that I happen to know is the freshest fish you're going to get is a two-day-old fish. He said, you know a lot about fish, don't you? I said, I have friends who are fishermen. Listen, wait a minute. I said, how old is the average fish in a seafood restaurant in America today or in a market? He said, 2 weeks old, a week to 2 old. I said, what? He said, I'm a fisherman. And the owner comes out and says, yeah, we bought 100 pounds of the fish. You should have seen the size of this halibut he brought in. It was unbelievable. It was the best fish I've had since I lived in Marblehead, Massachusetts in 1975, when we used to go down to the wharf and pick up fish every day. I had cholesterol of 140. I weighed 130. Now it's double. I would say everything has doubled since then. You know, as your income goes up, so does your weight and your cholesterol. I mean, it's just an inordinate, horrible reality. I must tell you, after the Italian bread and the fish and a Diet Coke, the world looked better to me. Let me take some of your callers on some of these topics. I'll take a call on everything except halibut. WABC New York, Lindy, what's on your mind?
Hi there. One, I love your show.
Okay. Thank you.
And how's Teddy?
Okay.
For an update.
Well, I'm not going to do Teddy. Teddy's not with me in the radio station. I'm in San Francisco. He's with the dog groomer. He's doing fine. He's missing 5 teeth on his left side. He can chew on the back and on the front. He's not in any pain anymore. He and I are buddies. I coo to him at night while we watch television. He likes extreme fighting as his favorite lately.
Could you put another picture of him on your
wall? Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, he's getting older now. I mean, I don't believe it. Time marches on. He's almost 10 years old. It's frightening me. But the thing is, I sit and talk to him at night, and I say, you're my senior. You're my senior doggy. You're the best. I love you. You know, I try to tell him it's okay to be old. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just beautiful. You see, they age like we do. And, you know, 10 and 7 is 70 already. He doesn't look it. He acts like a kid. He's a mere lad. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
For people with Identity Guard identity theft protection, life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing that Identity Guard is there to help protect them and their kids. It's not that they're being reckless. It's just that they don't have to worry as much about their personal information because Identity Guard's powerful protection is working for them 24 hours a day. Protection so powerful, Identity Guard was recently rated best in prevention. And you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar. And if you sign up now, Identity Guard will add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Worry less and enjoy life more with top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts, and some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, The Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Weekdays at noon.
And Barack Obama, how's he going to pay for it? He's going to, quote, tax the wealthy. He's going to destroy the economy is what he's going to do.
Sean Hannity on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at Putnam Chevy in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a Chevrolet Volt, listen up. My $3,000 discount and the factory $3,000 rebate gives you 6,000 reasons to come to Putnam Chevy or go online at putnamgm.com.
If you've suffered a stroke, brain injury, or had brain surgery and you still have balance and coordination deficits, walking problems, and can't use your arm or leg, Neurological Rehab Center can help. Their innovative treatment can dramatically improve your mobility. There is hope you can improve your recovery. Give them a call to schedule a free consultation. See if they can help you. 916-630-8916. That's 916-630-8916. Neurological Rehab Center.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an offer in compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
You know what's great? Baseball, apple pie, barbecue, blues, jazz, and rock and roll, bald eagles, muscle cars. That's what makes America great. You know what else is American and great? Cache Creek's Great American Cash Giveaway. Come into Cache Creek May 1st through the 27th and win some of thousands in daily kiosk prizes, including cash, dining, bonus play, and entries into the weekend cash drawings. And this is really great. Every weekend in May, we're giving away a guaranteed $15,000 in cash. Every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., five lucky winners each day can walk away with up to $2,500 in cash. And on Memorial Day weekend, we're giving away even more, $90,000 in cash, May 25th, 26th, and 27th. The cash drawings happen each day at 4 and 7 p.m., with each one winning up to $5,000 in cash. The Great American Cash Giveaway through May 27th, only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play the best, close to home. Details at cachecreek.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I feel like I'm flogging a dead horse. Where are you today on the Savage Nation? I want to play a clip about the 3D gun that they're talking about, because there's a punchline at the end that's very important. I'd like you to, it's clip one in this issue of the 3D printer gun. Listen to this.
The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence is not concerned about the 3D printers, but they are concerned about Cody Wilson saying, quoting here, "What makes Wilson dangerous isn't his tech savvy. It is his belief that he has an individual right to employ violence when he personally finds our democratically enacted laws to be tyrannical."
Well, thank you, Trace Gallagher of Fox News, one of the few people I can listen to on that network. But listen to what he just quoted. The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, which, as you know, are nothing but communist gun grabbers, a front group for those who would disarm us, says that they're opposed to a man who believes that he has an individual right to employ violence when he personally finds our democratically enacted laws to be tyrannical laws. I want you to deconstruct that statement. What is democratically enacted about our law in the United States of America when you have a gang of eight trying to impose tyrannical laws about granting amnesty to 35, 50 million illegal aliens? That's not democratically enacted law. Even if they force it down our throats, it's not democratically enacted law any more than Obamacare is. Obamacare is a tyrannical bill forced down our throats by the most devious criminal gang I've ever seen in the history of the United States of America, and I've studied it from day one. They jammed it down our throats, lied to us, told us it would do this when it did that, told us it would lower costs when it raised costs. It's nothing but a scam to rob insurance money and, of course, to run up medical bills so they can scam us out on medical bills the way the Sopranos do on virtually every episode. So is that a democratically enacted law, which they passed in the middle of the night? No, it's a tyrannical law. 855-407-2822. Al Gore's $200 million cash in the bank, which he made by taking green to the bank. As you well know, the greatest scam in history is the green scam. It's better than robbing a bank, because in robbing a bank, you can go to jail. In robbing a green energy company that doesn't exist, you get invited to the White House and you get $1 million a day to sit on Apple's board, $125,000 an hour. That's what you get when you have a green energy scam. And I'm telling you, be very cautious of your emotions, particularly those of you who think that this administration is corrupt and despotic, which I believe it is. I've written about it, and I don't think I'm alone in it. And I also believe that they're trying to goad us into some kind of action, which you should never engage in. Do you know how many American men died in the Civil War, the U.S. Civil War? 620,000 to 850,000 when the population was apparently, was obviously much smaller. 620,000 to 850,000 dead from combat accidents, starvation, and disease during the Civil War. World War II, 405,000 dead. World War I, 116,000 dead. Vietnam, 58,000 dead. Korea, 36,000 dead. Do you have any idea what this means? Almost a million men died in the Civil War when the population was quite small. How is that possible? I mean, the North, the northern states, had a much larger population, 22 million people. The southern states had a combined population of 9 million people. And this disparity reflected in the size of the armies in the field. The Union forces outnumbered the Confederates roughly 2-1. You don't want that kind of, you know, brother fighting brother. Yet there's a demagogue who would like to see America at each other's throat. Look what they're doing to this country. Look how they go. He goes to Mexico and blames America for the violence in Mexico. He sides with illegal aliens over legitimate citizens and those who are waiting online to come into the country. Almost wherever you turn, you see a despotic, tyrannical-like administration who is so charming that he gets away with it. I mean, if he was marching to a German band with a swastika, he'd be out of business, right? But he isn't. He's extremely smooth. 855-472-8. That's one topic we're talking about. Why do you distrust this government? What is he doing that makes you so crazy? You know, I got to tell you, that I was in a car last week listening to a replay of my show. I was in the back of a car. And I listened to myself, and I said, I wonder if I were an average person listening to this show, how I would relate to it. Because I didn't know. I'm pretty heavy. I'm pretty impassioned. And I think a lot of people can't grasp what I'm saying, and they're not ready for it. Late at night, they don't even know what I'm talking about. They don't want to hear it. Then who is this guy? He sounds all worked up. What, is he nuts? Well, I don't think I'm nuts. You know, I believe that we have a tyrannical left-wing government, and I can prove it in 500 pages or less. Read Trickle-Down Tyranny, if you wish. But forget about reading a book. Take a look at what this government is doing from day one till now. I am opposed to revolution because nobody wins. However, you have to fight a tyrannical government virtually at the same level that they're imposing their tyranny on you. We don't want Syria. We don't want 70,000 or 700,000 dead. We don't want a civil war in America. We don't want to see one-fourth of the male population wiped out in a civil war.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, on Talk 560 KSFO. California is enjoying a revenue surplus for a change, and that's causing disagreement among Democrats. Governor Brown is reaping the benefits of an economic turnaround and higher taxes as he prepares to release his update Tuesday for the coming fiscal year's budget. The state has collected $4.5 billion more than expected from personal income taxes. San Francisco has created a new fund that makes $12 million in loans available to small businesses in the city. The Emerging Business Loan Fund program expands accessible low-interest financing to businesses that can't get money from traditional sources. Taking a look at the roadways, getting reports of a grass fire eastbound 92 at El Camino Real. Some activity off to the side there. Weather forecast, some fog overnight, lows upper 40s to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, temperatures upper 80s inland. I'm Dave Fauch, KSFO.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need. Even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles have participating Midas.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
On the next morning show, the president says no cover-up on Benghazi. Do you believe him? Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
If, in fact, IRS personnel engaged in the kind of practices that have been reported on and were intentionally targeting.
Yeah, right. Okay, so it was rogue
conservative
agents.
Groups, then that's outrageous.
Okay, stop right there. So it was, he's implying he had nothing to do with it. Holder had nothing to do with the tapping of AP. These were rogue agents inside the IRS. There were rogue agents inside Justice who tapped the AP. Do you believe that? I don't. None of these low-level bureaucrats would dare do anything without being told by their the person above them. They were just following orders. We were just following orders. Yeah, that's how it worked in a certain nation in Europe 70, 80 years ago. They didn't actually want to do those bad things to people. They were just following orders. And if they didn't follow orders, they themselves faced the consequences of the tyranny that was reigning in their nation at that time. So it turns out that it was not low-level IRS employees in Cincinnati who were bugging conservative groups and probing them. It was right in Washington, D.C. Now, I know what I'm going to hear, which is that the head of the IRS at the time was appointed by Bush. I don't care. He should go to jail. If he had anything to do with it, he should go to prison. Do you think it matters if the IRS commissioner or any other commissioner was appointed by Bush or by Obama? It means nothing. At the end of the day, they're just bureaucrats. They're pogo stick jumpers. They jump whichever way the wind blows. It doesn't matter. If they broke the law, which apparently Someone did. They go to jail. You would think, right? Lose their pension? You would think, wouldn't you? No more invites to Harvey Weinstein's champagne cocktails? You think so? You think they get knocked off the A-list, the Harvey Weinstein champagne cocktail circuit? For the IRS to say it was some low-level group in Cincinnati is simply false, said Cletta Mitchell, a partner in a law firm, Foley & Lardner, LLP, who sought to communicate with the IRS headquarters about the delay in granting tax exempt status to True the Vote. You hear this? So now it's going all the way up the chain. It's going higher and higher and higher. I can ask you questions, and I have asked you questions, but the fact of the matter is, how far do you think the IRS scandal is going to go? How far do you think the tapping of Associated Press reporters scandal? Do you think it's over? Do you think it was only? Do you think it was only the AP reporters that the Justice Department was, let us say, wiretapping illegally? Let's be very clear what this is. In the long run, it's wiretapping. It's illegal wiretapping, which is both federal and state crime. So I would suspect that any conservative in the media or in politics was being, their phones were tapped and their email communications were being tapped and are being tapped. I've assumed that for years since I've been on the radio. I've run my life as though that was going on. I have nothing to hide, but that's the way I've run my life. I always assume there's some low-level fascistic bureaucrat assigned to listen in on such calls. That's my opinion. They're doing what was done by the FBI to the mafia years ago. I mean, you understand from watching gangster movies that phones were tapped. Even you have to watch the simplest gangster movie. You see government agents tapping into the phones of organized criminals. If you watch The Sopranos on TV, you saw that they were only allowed to listen for a certain number of seconds, 20 seconds, and they had to stop because otherwise it would be a violation of constitutional rights, I suppose, or the rules at that time. Well, Obama's folks didn't listen for 20 seconds. There was no limitation to how long they were spying on the reporters. No limitation whatsoever. And not one word from Francis Ford Provoloni. And the reason I single him out is because he did a movie years ago, Coppola, the violence purveyor, like the rest of them in Hollywood, called The Conversation with Gene Hackman. I'll never forget it. It was all about the dangers of an intrusive government listening in on its citizens. And oh, was Francis Ford Mortadella self-righteously angry, and so were all of the other Hollywood idiots. How dare a government snoop on its citizens? Oh, the movies that they did while Republicans were in power. Where is Francis Ford Mortadella today on a thing like this? Where is Nancy Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi had the nerve to blame somebody else for this scandal. Let me tell you something. This just started. This is the beginning. Somebody is going to go. I don't know who. Obama's going to have to throw somebody overboard. My only hope is that it's Eric Holder. I doubt it. They're going to throw out some low-level IRS commissioner or say Nixon did it. They're going to say it was a Bush-appointed IRS commissioner. Then as far as the AP hacking, they'll blame somebody else. You see, Obama has a structural defect in his character. The structural defect in Obama's character is that of a 10 to 12-year-old child who gets caught lying, cheating, or stealing and says, I didn't do it, he did it. I didn't do it because I'm a good person. I didn't do it because I couldn't do it. Even though you caught me, I didn't do it. This guy could never cop to what he's done. Now, whose head will roll? Where will this end? What do you think about it? Like, does this bother you? Bothers me? 855. Doesn't, the only person that doesn't bother is Obama. He says there's no there there on Benghazi. He says there's no there there on the IRS scandal. He says there's no there there on the AP wiretapping scandal. There's no there for him because it interferes with his social life. If you get a comment on any of these topics, you're a very disturbed person. You're disturbed, rightly so, but you couldn't wait to talk, so talk. ABC says the Obama administration scrubbed terror references at Benghazi talking points. No kidding. What? This administration covered something up? This administration lied? I can't believe it. IRS is blaming low-level employees for targeting conservative groups. Yeah, right. Sure, some idiot in Cleveland did it. It wasn't the head of the IRS. No, it was a low-level employee. I wonder who that might be. Who would that low-level employee be in its Cincinnati office for targeting tax-exempt organizations that had Tea Party or Patriots in their names during the 2012 election? Apologize for their... What do you mean apologize for their actions? It's a criminal act. You can't just apologize for committing a crime. I'll never forget, for example, I'll give you another boring story from my childhood. I committed some kind of crime in driving. I don't know why. I went through a red light in Queens, New York. I was 19, 18 years old, so I thought I was really smart. So I decided to go before the judge myself and explain to him why I didn't stop at the stop sign. Before I said eight words, he said, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Guilty, $250. That was the judge. I learned immediately, don't try to cover anything up. But the Obama administration, and particularly the leader of the country himself, apparently has never been taken to the woodshed for anything. The skids have been greased for this young man from the time he first peeked out of Punahou High School. Some very powerful leftist forces in the world said he's the man, he's the one, he's the guy we're going to run with right down the field. And he has never, ever faced the music for anything he's done. It's that simple. Now, that's the whole story. We're not going to talk about Al Gore having $200 million in cash in the bank. We know what he is. He's a dirty, rotten scoundrel, in my opinion. We know his father, the great Senator Gore, worked in dirty energy. The son worked in clean energy. Together, they made a fortune. That's right. He grew up on coal, and he took green to the bank. Report says Assad greenlights operations against Israel. They're just bluffing. They can't be divided like that. They don't have the weaponry to attack Israel and defend themselves against the so-called rebels. Rebels without a cause. Well, in this case, the rebels do have a cause. The rebels definitely have a cause in Syria, and that cause is to bring Islamism to Syria. As bad as Assad is, he's a Stalinist, not an Islamist. That's a subtlety that seems to be lost on our administration, or is it? I seem to think that they would rather have Islamists than Stalinists for reasons only they understand. But the fact of the matter is the Obama administration has put themselves into a corner by saying that the use of chemical weapons by Syria would constitute a red line that would mandate military action. Well, the red line was apparently crossed. And the only people pushing it are, well, who? Hawkish Senator John McCain. You know what I think of him. John McCain, who wants to flood America with 30 million illegal aliens, wants to flood Syria with what, American troops on the ground? He didn't learn enough from Vietnam. And, of course, strangely enough, the dove, Secretary of State John Kerry, Vietnam Veterans Against the War, is suddenly in favor of a war in Syria. How could that be? How is that possible? Moreover, who are the good guys in the Syrian civil war? Does anyone actually know? No. Also, what about Russia? Russia says, no, don't do it, because they're on the side of Assad, because he's closer to them politically, and they don't want an Islamist state somewhere near their borders. So here we are. Here we are. You have a comment on this, 855-400-7282. Let's go to the other stories on the websites, my site, your site, his site, all sites, all aboard. Immigration bill, illegals will get $9.4 trillion in benefits. Really? That's nice. Who's going to pay for it? Well, you will, idiot. Liberals will pay for it. Why shouldn't you pay welfare to illegal aliens? And their families, and their family's family. Why shouldn't you? You deserve it. You voted for Obama, didn't you? You voted for Turban Durban and Obama and Rubio the ice cream man. So what did you expect? I'll be right back. This is the Savage Nation.
Join weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I figured I'd cool it down a bit. Cooler down. I feel like a runaway truck coming out of the High Sierras where they have these runaway truck ramps. Okay, I'll slow it up a bit with a little peace music. Hare Krishna. I shouldn't have eaten the local honey before the show for my allergies. Wow, that stuff works. That is like a drug. I was dragging today from allergies. They're killing me. And I did the local honey thing here. Whoa. Yeah, that fructose really goes right to your brain. So I played a little runaway truck ramp music just now, Hare Krishna music, which I actually find it interesting. I like it. I remember the days at Berkeley. I used to listen to them dancing with the the bald head. And I would eat the tofu sandwich during the classes, you know. Hare Krishna. Gives me an idea for a Jewish deli called Hare Kishka. But I think it'll be lost on today's generation. What if it was a Jewish deli called Hare Kishka? Do you know what Kishka is? Kishka stuffed derma. What's stuffed derma? It's intestine stuffed with stuff. I hated it. The idea of eating an intestine of a cow. The Italians have a tripa. Every time I go into the restaurant in North Beach that I love, they try to sell me tripa. I said, what are you, crazy? I don't eat that. It's like offal to me. I don't want to eat like a crow that fell off on the side of the road. There's a lot of ethnic foods I just can't get into. Tripa, kishka, forget about it. But I come from a, you know, first-generation family where they ate weird stuff, brains. My mother lived to 88 eating brains. She certainly didn't care about gluten. Went to 88. She ate a lot of gluten, loved bread. Didn't seem to stop her. Take a look at the gluten, the glutophobes out there, the glutophobes. Get back to me when they're 70. See if they're still walking. Anyway, let's go back to the stories. There's a little side note here. 855-400-7282, but we're sold out again. Thank you. Let's take our next callers, 855-400-7282 on the Savage Nation. Where's WMAL? Rick, on WMAL, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, it has to deal with immigration. Today I heard Senator Rubio win a commercial on another talk show host's conservative show talking about how tough the immigration bill is. And then
it's not tough at all. It'll cost trillions of dollars. He's a liar. Rubio is a front man for the Democrat socialist machine.
You bet. And worse, then I get something from the Democrat, from the Republican Senatorial Committee asking me for donations. They want money from me so they can go ahead and buy more radio commercials to lie to me. And
you mean, yeah, no, it's horrible. There are no, someone said to me there are no Republicans anymore. I said, you're wrong. There's lots of Republicans and no conservatives anymore. I said, you'd be very clear what you're talking about here.
That's absolutely correct. There are a number of us who are conservatives, but it's very difficult. I even ran for a central committee position here in Maryland, got elected, and what I'm told repeatedly is, Rick, you don't understand. First we have to get a Republican elected, and then we might be able to get a conservative elected. So it's the rock goes from the top to the bottom. That's my...
Yes, a fish rots from the head down. Start with John Boehner, Mr. Cube, Mr. Klink himself. John Boehner Klink. We have sound effects for each big politician. We call John Boehner Klink because I think he spends an awful lot of his time inside the cloakrooms pouring himself one rather than legislating. And then we have a sound effect for Rubio. Play the Rubio sound effect. We call him affectionately the ice cream man. It reminds me of the movie with Peter Sellers called Being There, where they took a gardener and made him president. Rubio looks like they took an ice cream man off the streets of Miami and made him into a state senator, then a senator, and now God knows what he is. I mean, it takes more than a vowel after your name to impress me. This is the Savage Nation. If you don't like what you're hearing, you can always tune into WNPR. I added a W to it because that's what it should have in front of it, and they should pay their bills like everybody else. That local honey really worked. I was dragging my tail before I came into the studio. Heavy duty. Itchy, burny eyes from the allergies out here in the Bay Area. And it's not from eating Kishka because I don't touch the stuff, as I said. It's not foodborne. It's not due to gluten. It's simply due to pollen. Why are so many people allergic? That's what I'm trying to understand. Evolutionary. Why would we have allergies? How did we evolve to have allergies? I thought about that once. Just a little side note because I like to move around. So as a biologist and an anthropologist by training, I think about that, and I would say, well, maybe I'm not living in my ancestral homeland where there probably would not have been any allergies. Where is my ancestral homeland? Well, let's see. I was born in the Bronx. Is that my ancestral homeland? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about genetically, you know, are we all of us allergy sufferers? Are we kind of genetically in the wrong geography? Should I be living somewhere in the steppes of, I don't know, northern Finland, in the ice? I don't know. It's hard to figure out where there'd be no allergies other than on the Antarctic or the Arctic. Maybe that would be a colony that Obama could consider for the conservatives left in America. Maybe he could build us some internment camp in the Antarctic. I've always liked the cold anyway, and I can't stand the heat. I have an affinity towards seals. I mean, if Obama would let me bring my dog, I would say, all right, let's split the difference here. I don't think a dog would run after the penguins. It's hard to say. 855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation. Lighten up a bit. Any topic is fair game because it is Website Monday on the Savage Nation. We can talk about antiques since I grew up in my father's antique store. We could talk about Edwardian furniture. Stylistically, I like Edwardian. Antique English Edwardian mahogany break front circa 1900. Unbelievable. I'm looking at antique furniture right now. I remember playing in a break front that my father had in this little house of ours. We had a little attached house in Queens, but we had beautiful things in it because he was in a business. He had a break front that was amazing. It had hidden drawers in it and burled wood and this and that. I was sad when I moved out and they sold it. I should have inherited it, but I would never have had a house for it. The truth is, they're all seven and a half feet high. How do you put a thing like that in a modern house? The ceilings in an apartment today are 7 feet. Look how people live like human beings in the past. We live like hamsters today. A hamster, the apartment's $3 million, the ceiling is 7 feet high. But there's a great room you walk into. You don't live in the great room. You live in a 7-foot-high ceiling in the bedroom. You don't want to talk about that. I know you want to talk about immigration, Obama's a liar, civil war. Let's do the civil war talk. Do you think Obama wants a civil war, as I fear he does? I actually fear he does. I believe he knows that unless he provokes a rebellion, insurrection in this country, he has no chance to stay in power. Unless he can grant amnesty to illegal aliens and then suddenly sort of vote out term limits. And I keep saying that. People say, well, he'll be gone in 3.5 years. I said, oh, no. Oh, no. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Jay, welcome to the program. What's on your mind, Jay?
All right. We have food and a civil war tonight. Yeah, once again, Mike, you're an excellent scholar of history. We should not get goaded into a civil war. That's the mistake the South made with the North. The North was tyrannical, but they goaded them in a way to the Civil War, and Fort Sumter happened. They
rescued a state. Yeah, but that's what I've been trying to say. Don't get goaded by Obama. He wants it. Do you agree with me that this administration would like nothing better than insurrection?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And that's, like you said, you're a student of history. The South withdrew from Congress. There is no way that the resistance could stand against aircraft, tanks.
Absolutely not. And anybody who thinks otherwise is insane.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't want to – look, this is a tough topic because people are going to misinterpret me. That means what? We capitulate to this communist administration? No, not at all. You fight them with ideas. You fight them with education. You fight them in Congress. And you make the damn Republicans do their damn job.
Absolutely. And the other thing, we additionally fight them in court. Like you brought up those Roosevelt cases of those brothers in the Dillon.
Absolutely. The Roosevelt case. Obama's to the left of FDR because he took the Nazis that were captured here, the spies, and tried them in Quirin et al. I was thinking about it over the weekend. He tried them in a military tribunal, and half the Nazis were hung here in America. They were not granted the rights of American citizens, even though some of them were American citizens of German ancestry. Obama is so far to the left that he makes FDR look like a right winger.
Savage.